Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Maslow's hierarchy of needs has five sections in two different categories. You've got your basic needs, under which are psychological needs, food, water, warmth, and rest, and safety needs, which are safety and security. Under psychological needs, you have belongingness and love needs, which is for intimate relationships and friends. And then you've got your esteem needs, the prestige and feeling of accomplishment. And then last of all is self-fulfillment needs, which are for self-actualization, where you achieve your full potential. And that includes your creative activities. We've reached a point in history where most people's basic needs are met. So we waffle back and forth between the psychological needs and the self-fulfillment needs. Most often, people focus on the self-fulfillment needs, the self-actualization, the achieving our full potential, and we don't have our psychological needs met. Now, I'm no psychologist, but I know that we all need friends. We all need people who've got our back and who love us, and we need that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling that we do matter. Those psychological needs are legit. In the self-fulfillment category, that's what I focus on with the podcast here. That is my whole focus in life. And it's only because throughout history, those other needs have been built and built upon to a point where we almost don't even need to think about it. At one point in time, your basic needs consumed 100% of your day. Every second that you were awake was consumed with fulfilling the basic needs. As those became more solidified and put in place and where you didn't need to focus on that, you could move on to the psychological and self-fulfillment needs. Now, I've kind of built my own hierarchy of needs within the self-fulfillment realm, and I call it my five keys to impact. Those five keys are purpose, mindset, relationships, health, and wealth. And I believe each and every one of those builds on top of the other. You need that solid foundation of purpose. And mindset kind of goes right along with that. You need purpose in order to have the right mindset with which to live life. And you also need a strong mindset in order to develop purpose. So the psychological needs kind of give you a strong mind, a great tool with which to discern your purpose, but then you also need to have a good purpose in order to be able to use that mind to fulfill the rest. So you've got purpose, mindset, relationships, health, and wealth. And I go back and forth between purpose and mindset being first, but each one builds on the other. My focus is on purpose and how you can use it, how you can use your purpose in life to fulfill all of the others. Your purpose is what drives you. It's what gives you, it's what makes the water wheel turn. Purpose is the river that's flowing through life. It's the energy of life. If purpose is a river, it's the Mississippi. It flows through the center and everything revolves around it. I don't know if that makes sense. Sometimes I struggle to build that word picture, but purpose is at the center of everything we do. If you don't have a solid purpose, then you don't know where you're going and what you're doing. You have a much harder time doing the things you need to do. You have a much harder time being the person that you need to be. Life is so much more difficult if you don't have that purpose in place. Now, 30 years ago, we didn't talk about purpose. You know, 30, 50, 80 years ago, when somebody just felt like, ugh, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want to do anything. And they were just kind of generally listless in life. People might have said, man, you need some responsibility. You get, when you get some responsibility, that will make you go to work and do what needs to be done. And while, yes, that can be true, you can accept responsibility as your purpose. I think it's the other way around. Like, responsibility isn't what drives you. It's when you take that responsibility and say, I will provide for that. This is now my purpose in life. That is what drives you, not the responsibility in itself. Not because somebody dumped something on you and was like, here you go. Now this is your responsibility. And you go, okay, well, I guess I have to do it because it's my responsibility now. It's like, no, that's not how things work. You accept that. You take that on as your purpose and grow from there. So as you go through life, as you continue to build the life you want to live, and you build on Ken's hierarchy of impact, mindset, purpose, see, I switched them again, relationships, health, and wealth, think about where you're at in that journey. Think about what level of Ken's hierarchy of impact are you on, and what do you need to do to grow in that level and move to the next level. Do good work.